Hitler is delighted with the success of his submarines, but America's massive rearmament program worries him. He tells his secretary, Bormann, "In 1 year, the United States will be ready to go to war. If we are to face them, we need more raw materials. Those materials are in the East. We need to conquer that living space. Then Britain will lose all hope and make peace. And it will be too late for the Americans. Let us attack Russia as soon as possible." Hitler codenames the invasion plan Operation Barbarossa, after the medieval emperor Frederick Barbarossa. The Wehrmacht starts to concentrate its troops in the east. Lieutenant von Kagenek leaves for Poland. Polish prisoners and Jews have been put to work on various construction projects. Hitler wants to build a motorway across Poland in order to move his army over to the new border with Russia. This is where the 9th Panzer Division is installed, along with von Kagenek's regiment. He writes, "Next to us is an SS unit. The commander asks us, 'Do you want to see a Jew?' He makes a sign and a soldier brings over a little man. 'How many people have you stolen from today?' The man doesn't reply. 'Beat him 10 times with a stick.' We were appalled. So this is our occupation of Poland? We had heard vague stories of cruelty, but it was impossible to know what was really going on. This country had become the country of silence. We didn't know that this was the beginning of the genocide to which we would lend our hands and our courage." Hitler defers his plans for an offensive in the east. He has to help out his ally Mussolini, who wants to fight his own separate war. Il Duce has just been routed by the British in Africa. The Italian army is in disarray in the desert. To rescue Mussolini from disaster, Hitler dispatches one of his best generals over to Libya, General Rommel, along with his armored division, the Afrika Korps.